for all the inquiring minds, I'm reading an article on the BBC that just came up on doing some research. It kind of discounts that humans now outweigh ants. And this article credits that around the 17th century. Here's how they numbered it. To give you an idea of the massive amount of ants, 1 million trillion.
One million trillion ants on the planet.
Yes.
1 million trillion. Okay, now find, keep searching, find out what one ant weighs.
1 to 5 mg. I'm not exactly sure what an mg is in the metric scale.
Milligrams.
Is that a milligram?
Yeah.
Metrogram.
Well, we're here talking bugs and pests and ants and scorpions and roaches with our good friend Curtis Whalen of Blue Sky Pest Control. Curtis, you prepared to take a couple calls? We've got some callers lining up.
Sure.
Dealing with particular problems at their house, home, castle, milligram. Or cabin. If you have a pest problem, and we haven't even mentioned roof rats.
You know,
they're a problem.
They are a problem.
I want to know this. Is there such thing as an albino black spider? Black widow spider?
We got a picture we want to show you. You tell us
I
what it is.
I haven't seen it, so that'll be...
All right.
There is a brown widow spider, but...
Okay, that might be it.
I think we got a brown widow spider.
If you have a question about pest control, you're trying to tackle some kind of a pest control problem at your house, Curtis is here to answer your question for free this morning at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Prior to the break, I mentioned that I wanted to start talking about the tools that you guys carry out into the trade and that you have on the trucks. But before we do, we have a couple callers that have been patient. Let's get them on and see if we can talk to them real quick. Can we bring in Cecilia?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Calling from Tucson. How are you this morning?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
All right.
I'm calling because I have a comment and a quick question.
Okay.
I have, regarding the, did you say border ants?
Rover.
The little, rover ants.
R-O-V-E-R.
Got it. The rover ants. I have probably millions of them. But how, the way I've kept them in check is I actually feed them. I put breadcrumbs out where I want them to go, so I can keep them away from where I don't want them.
The decoy stay. The decoy strategy.
Yeah. Wow.
Do the breadcrumbs trail over to your neighbor's house?
No. Well, I just keep them over by the area where I have a little bit of wooden fence, so they can munch on the termites.
Okay. Will they eat termites? Do you know, Curtis?
Ants are the number one enemy to termites on the ground.
Okay.
Now, the rover ant's a little bit on the small side, so I don't know if they're that aggressive. It's more likely to be like our native fire ant and things like that.
So is that like the United Fighting Confederation Battle of Ants?
Well,
when I take my dog out for a walk, I take breadcrumbs with me, and I feed every ant hole of fire ants that I can find. I feed them.
Okay. All right.
I feed them. So they can eat termites.
Okay. All right.
We have in Tucson, well, I'm calling from Tucson.
Right.
And in Tucson, we have a lot of termites that live in the ground.
Tons.
Well, Cecilia, that is an interesting termite strategy. Have you all ever tried that to feed when you're called from a homeowner that has termites, just feed the ants in the yard?
No, we haven't.
You don't do that?
No.
The average acre in Arizona is what, like 13 colonies per acre?
It can be 16 plus, actually.
And a colony is at least 750,000.
Our species of ant here that doesn't typically get that large of a colony.
Okay.
They're more in the 150 to 400,000 range.
Okay.
But yeah, they're actually a lot of species in other parts of the country get up over a million. Well, but when you have 15 plus colonies at, let's say, 200, a quarter of a million piece, you know, there's a decent number of termites.
For every acre.
So let's run the math here.
That's about, like, on a small lot.
If the average ant eats a termite a day, how many ants do we need?
Well, what's interesting about that, why that obviously wouldn't work, you know, is because ants are smart. They won't just go in and annihilate all the termites. Because they don't want to just wipe out the food source for them. So they're careful. Ants also.
Now, wait. How much does an ant weigh? 5 milligrams?
One to five milligrams.
Okay. Do some more searching. What does an ant brain weigh?
I don't think well, you can
how can
that.
A brain that small know whether or not it's annihilating the colony?
Okay, like, for example, ants are known to tend or protect aphids. Do you know why? Because
to
aphids.
Eat them?
No, because what aphids secrete, like their excrement, is called honeydew. It's like sweet syrup because they're feeding on plants. And so ants will literally protect them. So, like, the natural predator of aphids is like ladybugs and stuff. Well, ants will protect them from getting eaten by ladybugs because they'll literally, like, rub their back to get them to give them honeydew.
Just when you couldn't think, just when you think it couldn't get any
sweet liquid,
just when you think it couldn't get any grosser, we take it there, right there with bugs and aphid poop at Rosie on the house. Thank you, Curtis Whalen of Blue Sky Pest Control, for bringing this information to our listeners. We'll be back for more.
Can't wait.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.